has found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh my God, you're listening to the Max, everybody. What's going on? It is Sunday, 11 o'clock. I am your host, Max Tucci. And if you want to know more about me, go to maxtucci.com and you can contact me there. And happy July 27th, everyone. First of all, I got to tell everyone, hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. I'm in bed right now because on LA Talk Radio, you can be wherever you want. We have a studio in LA. We're going to probably have one in New York. We're here chilling right now. I'm going to have a fantastic show tonight, despite the fact that I was like, you know what, completely busy and not into doing it tonight. I was like, I got all my faithful listeners out there that have to hear me. So here I am. And everyone, what a week have I had. First of all, right off the bat, Pastor Rolita, rock and roll, thank you for coming to church with me. Pastor Chuck, we went to his church today, the Stanwich Congregational Church in Greenwich. We rocked the church today. We had so much fun. So I got to say hi to everyone there at the Stanwich Congregational Church, 5:30 service, rocked and rolled. Now, everyone, what's going on? How are you all tonight? Did you have a great week? You know, we're going to talk about tonight chocolate, fashion, friends, yoga, tango, so much to talk about. But before we talk about anything, I've got my niece Lily here. Say hi, Lily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So how was your week?
Good.
Was it good? What did you do?
Well.
A lot of things?
A lot of things.
All right. And you and I were talking about when we went, you were like a little girl then. I know you're seven. But a while ago, we went to go see Tarzan. Do you remember seeing Tarzan on Broadway?
Yes.
What did you think of Tarzan?
It was cool.
But
it was kind of scary.
Oh, it was kind of scary. All right. So let's talk about, what do you want to talk about, Lily?
Mm-mm.
You have right now so many people listening to you. You're live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. And what do you feel like saying?
Well, I hope you enjoy the song I sang.
Everyone loved the song that you sang. I got emails about it, actually. Because Lily sang last week on To The Max, and we had a great time. And so, Lily, what are you going to plan for this week? What do you want to do?
Well, I don't really know yet. Probably sit by the pool all week.
Oh, really? And be like your favorite show, High School Musical?
Yeah.
And what's the song, I'm Fabulous? Do you know how to sing it?
Fabulous. I have no idea.
You have no idea? All right. Well, Lily, I love you so much. And you just turn off the lights, but that's okay. Whenever you want to come onto the Max, Lily, you're always a guest, okay?
Thank you.
You're always going to be my favorite guest onto the Max.
Okay.
All right? So I love you so much. And we're going to go on with the show. Do you want to stay in the studio or do you want to like rock and roll?
I'll go.
You'll go? All right. Say goodbye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. I love it. And hey, Lil, tell them to all listen to the Max.
All listen to the Max.
To the Max. All right. Well, we're like totally having a picnic right now in my bed because I have Lily here. She just left the room. I have my friend Elizabeth, the astrologer to the stars, everyone. I'm like, it's gone from being on the phone to coming to my house to reading my charts because she rocks and she totally predicts everything right on. Now, I got to tell you all, what do I have to tell you? You know what? Equine Advocates is one of my favorite charity events, equineadvocates.org. We're having our event this week with Gladys Knight, y'all. It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. You're going to get a full report on how cool it was. Equine Advocates, please make donations because we really need them. Also, you know what, everyone? Internet radio is going to benefit greatly from, are you ready for this? WiMAX. Of course, it has my name in it because that's the only way that internet radio will benefit is if Max is there. And WiMAX, get ready for this, everyone, because according to Bridge Ratings, blah, 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 blah. I'm just reading the article right now. Internet radio is going to be amazing, okay, because it's going to be in cars, including car radios and portable devices already in 2008. So it's going to have like the whole Phoenix Wi-Fi that we all promote on LA Talk Radio. You guys, internet radio is the way to go. And it's free, so totally go pick up your Phoenix Wi-Fis and get your cars with WiMAX. So WiMAX, why not? Because it's to the max. So I just feel like doofy, tired, exhausted. It's been a week. of insanity, but a lot of fun. I saw my really good friend play, my friend Amberlynn, Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami. Go to charliechangandthemysterioussalami.com. Liz Smith was there. I sat next to her. She's written a million things in the New York Post. Check out Liz Smith on the New York Post page. Amazing, funniest show I've ever seen in the longest time. I laughed. There was like this girl afterwards. If you go see Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami, bring a pair of diapers because you're going to laugh. And also bring a pair of earplugs because the minute the play is over, God bless the girl, but she's trying to be like Sophie B. Hawkins, Lilith Fair. She doesn't wear shoes. She's like vulgar. Her mouth is dirty. She's trying to be funny, but it wasn't funny. And I was like, ugh, I want to go. All right. So I have to say hi right now to my friends Judy Ann and Lauren. They're in Cannes, and they listen to the Max on LATalkRadio.com. Judy Ann and Lauren in Cannes, what's up? Rebecca, my friend, is getting married on August 2nd. Congratulations to you, Rebecca. And you know what, Sam? Can we please get Stacey on the phone? Everyone, you remember Stacey Angela, StaceyAngela.com. She's got amazing things going on with her fashion career. She was just in Miami for me. She's my liaison to what's going on down there. Sam, let's get her on the phone, Stacey Angela, so we could talk about fashion right off the bat. Everyone, in the meantime, drink ArizonaIcedTea.com. It's my favorite thing. And we're going to get Stacey on the phone. Happy birthday to my friend Chris, Lulu's husband, Chris. Happy birthday to you. Tomorrow is your birthday, so happy, happy birthday. And I'm sure we'll see you very soon. And we're calling Stacey.
Hello.
And we have Stacey on to the Max at LA Talk Radio. Stacey, I can't wait to hear everything that you've seen in this last week. How are you, girl? What's up?
I'm excellent. How are you doing? How's everything?
I'm doing, you know what? I'm doing really well. And like before the show started, I get like this thing like, oh my God, I don't want to do the show. And it's not because I don't love doing it, but there's something going on right now. And we're going to talk about it. I actually have someone coming on the show later. And we're going to talk about what the funk is that everyone's going through right now.
Yeah,
but it is a funk, isn't it? But I hear that even in the funk that's going on, there was some hot bathing suits walking down the runway.
Oh, first of all, everybody, what's up? This is Stacey Angela. I'm touching bases with you guys. Definitely, Miami Swimsuit Fashion Week was amazing. The hottest swimsuits you can imagine from the conservative customer to the high-end customer. Everything was just fly. Everything was well put together. Everybody's energy was amazing. Like, even in all the craziness, like as Mercury being in retrograde or whatever.
Mercury is totally being in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I have my astrologer here, and she's like, I knew it. She's like, tell Stacey she's so right. But so who was the designer to look out for besides Stacey Angela? We got to give other people some props.
Of course. Okay, the swimsuit designer to look out for, of course, that totally impressed me was Custo Barcelona. He was so dope. This was like, first of all, we know him for his winter wear, for his sweaters, for all his amazing pieces. But this guy who used to be an architect totally flipped it. And he's this amazing designer, and now he's introduced swimwear to his
Fantastic.
Collection.
Now, what was the most memorable piece about the Miami Bathing Suit Fashion Week?
Oh, my gosh. I would say the most memorable piece, oddly enough, was A&K. That was hot. They had, like,
What did it look like?
It was a one-piece swimsuit. The color was tan and peach. It was one piece but cut out at the side, but everything was totally asymmetrical, and it looked
beautiful.
It was so beautiful. But
now, let me ask you a question. Do you think we're getting out of those retro funky colors of fuchsia and getting into more subdued colors because you said it was tan?
Well, they're different. Well, Custo definitely was not about anything on the tan side. Everything was pink, blues, sequins, hot pinks, et cetera.
So,
but like Tommy Bahama and A&K, they definitely stuck with pieces that were more on the conservative side as far as color is concerned.
So basically the point is, no matter what color it is, wear it, right, for a bathing suit?
Oh, absolutely, because, I mean, everybody, it was so many different people culturally after this year. It was different before, so it was a nice huge melting pot. And bright colors, that was the name of the game. It was the long, sexy dresses, fabulous dresses with with the flip flops. Everybody just really having a good time and coming to be peaceful and making connections. And
fantastic. Forth. Now, are stilettos still the look with bathing suits? Because that's one of my favorite look.
Of course. I mean, the Brazilians were in full effect out there. It was tons and tons of girls who were like 6'1" and like 3.5", 4.5", 5.5" in stilettos. So that's not going anywhere, people, at all.
Cool. Well, because you remember back in the day, Mariah Carey did that video where she's jumping off the top of the building with those Gucci stilettos in her bathing suit. You remember that video?
Of course.
And I was like, that is the hottest look. And when a girl is walking in stilettos in a bathing suit, you've got my full attention. I'm like, that's the hottest look I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Now, listen. I want to talk to you. No, it's all right. I want to talk to you real quick. So I know there's so much to talk about on tonight's show, and I'm going to have you back because I know that Fashion Week down in Miami was amazing. So I want to thank you for going down there.
Oh, for sure.
And thank you for reporting. But I got to tell you something. There's a new designer, and I'm probably going to say her name wrong, but it's Tanya Weltler, T-O-N-I-A Weltler, W-E-L-T-E-R. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what she does – amazing. Check her out. Her website will be on my website, maxtucci.com.
Okay, cool.
And she does these amazing, like, you know the USB, like, to get memory from your computer?
Mm-hmm.
She's integrated them into jewelry in sterling silver cufflinks. They're so James Bond. They're, like, one of my new favorite things. So, basically, you're wearing cufflinks. You take it off. You stick the USB in your computer. You get all the information. You put them back on your cufflinks, and you're James Bond in 5 minutes.
But you know what? That totally makes sense because usually, you know, it's kind of corny having it around your neck. You can have it.
She designs it. She figured it out. She made bracelets out of them, necklaces out of them. They're all sterling silver. You totally – and she does diamonds with some of them. She really has made an amazing, amazing thing, amazing piece of jewelry.
I need to check that out. Because totally. Just so you know, and Max, I haven't let you know, I officially launched my blog. It launches officially next week, Friday. It's called myspace.com/the Stacey Angela Movement. And what I'm doing with that blog, I'm trying to, you know, hit up a lot of the hot new designers that are about to make a lot of noise. And
well, you definitely
have an understanding as a designer myself.
You're on the move.
Designer, I call myself, for sure. You have to be.
You're doing a million things. And you know what? Check her out. I'm going to get your email. Also, please, one of my favorite watches in the whole world, Invicta watches. I started a collection. They're affordable. They're stunning. They're like, so you got like total bang for the buck. Invicta watches, one of Max's favorite things onto the Max. So definitely give them a prop because they're like been a company that everyone needs to wear. Well, listen.
I need all that information. I'm definitely let everybody know what's going on.
And, you know, To the Max is one of your sources for information for a lot of things in life, and so is your new blog. But listen, I've got to get going because I've got so many people coming on tonight. Thank you, Stacey Angela. Check her
absolutely
out, StaceyAngela.com.
Love you guys. Love everybody. And,
now, Stacey, real quick, fashion tip of the week. What's the hot color for this week?
I'm sorry. I'm down with coral. Coral is the hot color for the
coral
week.
Coral.
It's
I love
all
coral
over the place in Miami. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, go rock some coral. Rock Stacey Angela, the movement at MySpace. And I love you so much for being on To the Max. When I need you, you're my liaison to the fashion industry. So rock
absolutely
and roll.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, have a beautiful love evening, and I'll talk to you. And stay and keep listening to the Max, because I'll refer to you from time to time tonight.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
All right, sweetheart. Well, God bless, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. God bless.
All right, everyone, speaking of fashion, okay, the Montreal Museum of Fine Art, blah, 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 here we go again, can't speak tonight. Yves Saint Laurent, they're doing an exhibition and a tribute to the talented late French designer currently on display. It's going to run from the 29th of May and continue through September 29th at the Montreal Museum of Fine Art. Here, I can't speak tonight. Fine fart. All right, check out maxfuji.com for more information. Sam, can we please get Nikki and Letty on the line? Because we are going to be talking about chocolate, everyone. And a chocolate a day, .info, like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Forget an apple because all you need are chocolate. A chocolate a day, .info, is the newest craze, not only in Hollywood, but in the world. And it's only going to get bigger. And my sister's actually one of the executives of this amazing chocolate. It's like got spoons and spoons and tons of spinach. Oh my God, and it's chocolate. So we're going to get Nikki and Letty on the line now so we can talk about chocolate. How cool is this? We're talking about fashion, chocolate, Lily, everything, Broadway, hotels, which I'm going to give you. Hi, Nikki, it's Max, and you're live on To the Max. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Max?
I'm doing so well. Do we have Letty on the line also?
We do.
Yes, we do. We do.
I'm here, Max. Well, namaste, Letty, to you.
Namaste, too.
Now, you two. Okay, this is going to be like The View, so you have to take your time and speak because otherwise we're going to interrupt everyone. So I want to start off with Nikki because you're one of the executives of the company. Nikki, why don't you tell everyone what achocolateaday.info, that's the website, but achocolateaday really is. Explain it.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to introduce you to my new passion. It's wonderful, healthy, delicious chocolate. It's all over the news. Just Google dark chocolate and health, and you'll be blown away by this amazing product. It's Xocai. It's X-O-C-A-I. And there's many great links, which you can check out on my website at www.achocolateaday.info. Just for example, Fox News is eating dark chocolate regularly during pregnancy. Women are 69% less likely to develop preeclampsia. During CNN quotes that chocolate can do great things for your heart, skin, and brain. We have WebMD, dark chocolate is a healthy chocolate. There's just so many.
Now, Nikki, how old are you, Nikki? You're 31, right?
I'm 31, yes.
And Letty, how old are you?
I was just 82. I had a birthday.
I know. Everyone knows you had a birthday because I always wish you happy birthday. Now, Letty, you've been eating chocolate for years. What do you find from this new chocolate, Xocai? It's called Xocai, right?
So shy.
Everyone.
X-O-C-A-I.
So think X-O-C-A-I. Of like being so shy, like you're so shy to go out.
Not so shy. You're very funny, Max, but you're not listening.
Xocai. Xocai. That's the way
right.
you pronounce it.
Whatever.
They,
you know
they,
what?
They take the show is from the Xocolatl, which is an ancient Aztec drink.
And my favorite movie.
Comes from the blueberry.
And one of my favorite movies is Xocolatl. So, Letty, you've been eating chocolate forever, and you're 82 years old.
Yes.
What difference do you find in this product from others?
Well, it's a pure chocolate. It's an unprocessed chocolate. It has a lot less, like I think, 3 grams of sugar to some others have 5, 8, 10, 12.
Right. Well,
and it may help pre-diabetics. It may help in a lot of ways for your heart.
Now, Nikki,
have,
I know.
For example,
Nikki.
Well, for example, if you just let me kind of pick up on that
sure.
a little bit. Like,
Nikki knows
you're all thinking, well, we eat dark chocolate. We eat 70% the cacao, which is in a dark chocolate bar. Chocolate consumes the biggest part of any checkout at a bookstore, at a supermarket. You know, so you pick up a bar on the way out. It's a lot of an impulse buy. So why shouldn't you just eat another company's bar, any other kind of chocolate bar? You
now, I hear there's a lot of spinach in this chocolate.
Well, it's not spinach, it's the antioxidant. It's the antioxidant value in the chocolate. But the chocolate that's found in candy is processed, which kills the antioxidant content. And it's usually full of fat and wax and preservatives. Xocai contains natural, unheated chocolate, which retains 100% of its antioxidant and nutritional value. It delivers a full antioxidant capacity of dark chocolate without the fat, wax, milk, or fillers, and high sugar content. And this chocolate is specifically very, very good for diabetics because it's only 3 grams, low glycemic index treat, which is amazing because it's so good where these diabetics are coming, I cannot have chocolate, and they're having this product and going from 3 shots of insulin a day to 1 and losing 150 pounds taking this amazing, amazing product.
So basically, I mean, you sound like a walking commercial, so mazel tov to you because you've got this so under your belt. You know what you're talking about. I've had the chocolate, people, and let me just tell you without being graphic, I have never shit better in my life. I just went graphic. So
well,
basically,
it does have a lot of fiber. It has fiber.
Well,
it's a good cleanser. I mean, we have five products. We have a drink. We have the cookie. We have a bar. We have the nuggets. We have the power squares, which can all be found on www.chocolateaday.info. One square of Xocai has as much antioxidants as 3/4 cup of blueberries, a cup of strawberries, or 1.5 cups of raw spinach.
Amazing.
It's a comparatively cheap
right.
way to get your needed antioxidants.
And absolutely delicious.
And absolutely delicious. You two are like walking testimonies. But listen, Nikki, I mean, you know, you eat chocolate. You've been around the world. You've had like the finest chocolate in the world. Why do you think this chocolate is so good without being like a commercial? Be like your own testimony, right?
No, I mean, I am like a commercial because I'm an executive in the company and I'm just very skilled in my trade. But I believe that it's great because I've been able to benefit so many people health-wise. I mean, for me, it's been excellent.
No, why do you like it? Why do you like it?
I have amazing energy levels. I'm definitely consistent in my weight where I'm not, I'm a very big picker. And if I have a nugget before I eat, I'm not, if it fills me, the fiber fills me, the antioxidant value fills me, I'm not hungry. I mean, just as an example, one of my colleagues, I mean, aside from being a great product, this is also a great way
all
to
right.
earn residual income. And one of my colleagues recently started taking it, and she's off of her blood pressure medication in a month with supplementing 3 nuggets a day. So it's just, as far as I go, without sounding like a walking billboard, it's
all right.
It's been
now, listen,
me and many people in my life.
Okay, you've totally just, like, plugged the product amazingly, so it's so cool to that. But, like, let's be real. How much is this?
How much is it? Compared to a lot of, you know, it's a supplement. Again, it is a healthy chocolate. Chocolate is candy, but it's not necessarily a candy. I mean, it is. It's supplementing just bad chocolate for the good chocolate.
How much is it?
And now, there's two different ways. As a distributor, for a box of 100, it is $110. If you're not a distributor, it's $145. The best thing to do is become a distributor because you're going to be earning a lot of residual income. I mean, it's aside from what I also meant to mention, that it's a vegan product, it's diabetic friendly, it's low sugar, and it's also kosher and vegetarian. But
right.
Now, why did I choose the company? And like you were asking, as far as pricing goes, because most importantly, the products do deliver a lot of benefits for me. But it's just a great, great opportunity. It's
now listen, where can people
actually, if you go to any Barnes & Noble, you can get the Success From Home magazine for July, the MXI Corp, and Shosai is featured in the whole magazine, Success
right.
From Home magazine. Right.
Now listen, like
it's
where
product. It's wonderful, a delicious product.
Oh, I know it's delicious because I've had it, but I want to know. Like,
side benefits, the best chocolate I ever tasted in my life besides that.
Fantastic.
And
but here's the situation, Letty. People
yeah.
want to know, where can they buy this chocolate?
www.chocolatetheday.info. We also have jewelsofanothernature.com, and we have zenchocolate.com. These are our distributors. We're actually really big in Canada, U.S., Australia. We're opening London in 2009, which is a great opportunity. If anyone actually knows anybody who likes chocolate or being healthy or losing weight or just wants to earn some extra income, they can come and have some samples. We do meetings every Tuesday night in Old Greenwich. We have meetings, and also in Stanford on Thursday nights. And if you'd like some information and location information, you can email me at nikkidelmonico@yahoo.com. And also, that's also on my site at www.chocolateaday.info.
Right.
So,
all right. Well, listen, we're going to get someone on the phone. Her name is Cindy. So, Sam, if you can get Cindy on the line, because I want Cindy to be involved with this. Cindy's like one of my favorite liaisons. She's like, you know, one of my concierges of the world where I get all this great information from her. And she's going to come on, and I want to talk to her about this chocolate and see what her opinion is on this. So, Sam, can you get Cindy on the line? And while we're getting Cindy on the line, you guys, real quick, because I'm going to take a commercial. So here we go with my commercial. Target.com, everyone. I was there today. Amazing store. The friendliest staff. Love Target. Love all their products. Target.com. Go check them out. They're the best. Thank you, guys. Target, Stamford, Connecticut. You helped me so much. I got locked in the store. You got me out. Love Target. Oprah loves Target. Max loves Target. One of my favorite things. And I love Cindy. Cindy, it's Max, and you're live on To The Max. How are you?
Hi.
I have Letty on the line, and I have Nikki on the line. And have you been listening to the show, Cindy?
You know what? I was, and then I turned it down because I was waiting for you to call, so I didn't want any radio interference.
Not a problem. Well, they're just discussing, Nikki, in a nutshell, tell Cindy about your chocolate. It's a healthy chocolate, basically.
Healthy chocolate, not to reiterate everything I've said before, but totally just a really good, clean, all-natural chocolate that's vegan, vegetarian, diabetic, kosher, you name it. It's
diabetic-friendly, diabetic-friendly.
Yeah, diabetic-friendly, sorry. Vegan, low sugar, only 3 grams of sugar, super antioxidant. We own a patent to cold process the cacao. It is minimally processed to retain full antioxidant value.
So,
wow.
Cindy.
Amazing.
It's an amazing chocolate, Cindy, and I'm going to actually have Nikki send you some because you're out in Colorado and you're going to love this. Cindy, actually, it's a great opportunity to make some money because if you become a distributor, I'm going to get you and my sister involved because, Cindy, actually, you know so many people, and especially in Hollywood, that love this. So I think you're going to benefit, girl. We're going to get some money in your pockets.
You know what? It sounds like a great gift idea. I mean, my kids right now are so into eating healthy, and the one thing that the challenge is, what do they get to eat that's sweet that isn't fruit? So if it's healthy chocolate, trust me, they're going to be all over it. So So that's fantastic.
Exactly. That's one of the biggest things is like gifts. What do people give? Valentine's Day. Every holiday, gifts are chocolate, boxes of chocolate. And now you're just really replacing the bad chocolate with the great new healthy, clean product. And it's amazing too, because we have dentists that are in our team and they give it to their kids at night. The Omega Bar has like amazing omega, like from it's not fish oil, it's plant-based oil. And it's just very high. And the content of the omega oil is very high, but it's also the cacao itself is very good for your gums, which is, there's just so many things on www.
There's so many benefits. Yeah.
On my website, you can just click on this link. Like every day, there's just so many benefits that are coming up, and we're actually going to be published in the American Medical Journal soon. So.
Who's the doctor that's been endorsing this?
Dr. Warren.
Dr. Warren's been endorsing it too, an MD. So,
well, listen.
Is it light chocolate and dark chocolate? Do you have different varieties?
We have 5 different products. We have a chocolate nugget. We have a chocolate square. We have an
a cookie. I love the cookie.
We have a big cookie that has, it's 11,000 in ORAC. ORAC is oxygen radical absorbency capacity, and it's over 11,000. The USDA recommends between 3,000 to 5,000 ORAC, it's antioxidant, a day, basically. So with one nugget, you're getting, it's like over 4 cups of spinach. I mean, one cookie, you're getting a huge amount of.
So I can go on the chocolate diet and be okay with it.
Basically, you can. You can.
And listen, if any listeners are out there and you want to talk to Nikki or Letty about this fantastic chocolate, call me here at To The Max on LA Talk Radio. My number here is 818-602-4498. If you don't want to call, then don't call, but just keep listening because it's a lot of fun, this show.
Definitely call because, as much as I am passionate about the chocolate, I do anti-aging and health consulting, and I'm very into a lot of natural alternative ways of healing and obviously my consultation over this is free, and it's just there's so many easy things that you can do to reverse so many symptoms. Like if you're really in the dumps and you're really feeling bad, there's so many little things that are so inexpensive that you can do without getting on medication and without, you know, taking one thing that's going to make you sick and take something else that's going to make you sicker. It's like there's so many things that can make you so healthy, obviously, including this cow.
And Nikki, dear, I'm a good walking example. At 82, I haven't taken an aspirin in 35 years. I'm in the small 11% of seniors that are not on medication at all. I heal myself. Listen, if you cut your finger, eventually it's going to heal, providing you don't get bacteria and you take care of yourself.
You know what? I really love talking to you guys about chocolate, and I think it's a great product you have, achocolateaday.info. Nikki, thank you so much for being on my show and plugging your new product. And people, if you want to get
your antioxidants, because your body oxidizes. You are rusting inside constantly, so reverse the rusting.
All right. Well, listen, you guys.
Get on the website of www.jewelsofanothernature.com, as Nikki said before. And Nikki, yours is?
Mine is www.chocolateaday.info. And please remember that we have informational meetings with samples of all of our products on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. in Old Greenwich, Connecticut, and Thursday nights at 7 p.m. in Stamford, Connecticut.
Hold on, Nikki, because you've got to realize, it's not just a Connecticut-based show. We're out of Los Angeles. Is there someone that can hear you that go to L.A.?
The really exciting thing is if anybody anywhere in basically America or Canada or Australia, anybody hears this, you can contact me directly through Nikki Delmonico at yahoo.com, and I can hook you up with anybody. I can hook you up with Jeremy, who's one of our top sellers in the company, and he's in Utah. I can hook you up with Adrian in California.
Right.
I can hook you up with anybody anywhere. You know.
So you're the hookup? You're the hookup for chocolate. You are Willy fucking Wonka. Rock and roll.
I am.
Well, listen, Nikki.
That's right.
You're more than welcome to stay on this phone on the line, but if you do, we're not talking about this product anymore because we're actually going to talk about what's going on. And it's great that you brought up points about feeling shitty and in the dumps, because that's actually why I'm having Cindy on the line tonight, because I phoned Cindy, you guys. So I got to thank you guys for being on the show with the chocolate, but we're moving along into a new segment.
Well, great talking to both of you. I can't wait to have some chocolate. It improves my attitude.
You know what, Cindy? We're going to keep you guys on the line. I'm going to have an open forum. If anyone wants to call in, call 818-602-4498. We're just going to move this segment along. We're going to talk right into life. If I had more time, I would be taking a commercial break. So here's my commercial, everyone. So you all know that I love to give places to stay. Well, the PrinceMaurice.com, which is one of my most fantastic hotels in the Mauritius Islands within South Africa, is the place to stay, okay? So everyone, check out PrinceMaurice.com. You can get more information at MaxAge.com for one of the most spectacular hotels in the world. Book your tickets. Go to the Mauritius Islands. You can stay in one of those floating houses on the water. They are beautiful. And while we're talking about that, I'm going to actually give you guys something else to do. TeenTalkLive.net is a fantastic place to send your kids to go listen to the radio, talk radio. If you don't want them to listen to the Max, send them over to TeenTalkLive.net, where my friend Chelsea Cross is the host with her cousin sometimes, Daniel. We saw the movie Mamma Mia together, Chelsea, Daniel, and I. A bit of a disappointment, but nonetheless, it was very cute. MammaMiaTheMovie.com. Go see it. If you want to email me about your opinions on the show, feel free to. I'm kind of moving along. My last for this commercial break, Colors of Tuscany. But this is the way that you spell it, which is C-O-L-O-U-R-S of Tuscany.com, the British way to spell it. My friend Judy Ann, who's listening live right now in Cannes, it's her company, and she's got everything from renting villas in Tuscany to helping you shop to special event planning to real estate to lifestyle, which is so much what To The Max is about on LA Talk Radio. She's got it for you in Florence, Italy. ColorsOfTuscany.com by my friend Judy Ann Caluso is a fantastic place to go if you're looking for villa rentals, like I said, or exclusive real estate. Call her, email her. You can get more information at MaxTucci.com, ColorsOfTuscany.com. With my friend Judy Ann Caluso. She's amazing. Cindy knows her. She's a wonderful lady. She is so much fun to be with. Go personal shopping with her if you're not going to do it. If you don't want to, you know, drop 400 million euro on a villa, just go drop 1,000 or 10,000 euro with her when she go personal shopping because she's a blast to be with. So back to the Max.
I love you.
So as I was saying, Cindy, you know, like, I don't know what's going on. I had this girl on tonight, Stacy. She's a fantastic friend of mine. And my astrologer here, and we're talking about Mercury being in retrograde. Whatever it is, it's like everyone is in this funk. It's so, like, shitty. People are feeling depressed. What is going on, Cindy?
Wow. I wish I knew. You know, the only thing I can tell you is that I am – and not that I take comfort in it. That would be the wrong word. But at least I understand that I'm not alone. Mm. It seems like everywhere you turn, it's like there's something in the water. Everybody's got something going on. And everywhere I go, I keep getting these messages, you know, and it's all about how are we engaging with it? How much are we investing in what the outward world is showing us? And if we just keep, for myself, I just keep coming back and going, you know what? If I want to experience peace out there, I have to experience it inside first. So when I find myself getting all worked up and investing so much and being worried and fearful, I just go, you know what? It's not serving me. And I look around, and often I have a different take on things, and it's like I'm hearing everybody complaining, everybody upset, everybody fearful. And it's like, whoa, we're all going through, it's like this wave of, I don't know what it is, Max.
It's almost like a wave. It's like a wave of confusion, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's not like confusion where we don't know what's going on. It's just like at certain moments, it's like life is overwhelming, and people are like, Max, I mean, you know, when I go out and stuff, people are like, dude, you need to bring this up on the radio show, because if I'm bringing it up, you know, if I find an issue and I hear other people are finding an issue, I'm like, we're going to talk about this on To The Max. And I'm like, you know what? Because taking life to the max means bringing life balance, harmony, peace, tranquility, all these things. And that's why, like, I had Lily on the show tonight, because, you know, sometimes taking life to the max isn't about going to the most fantastic hotel in the world or buying the most elaborate watch or driving the most incredible car. It's like about life to the max, spending it with your family and being happy. And so I'm like, I'm going to have Lily on the show, because that's really for me right now is taking life to the max, because it brings me to a place of calm, because, like, I don't have to, like, fight the outside world, and I'm just, like, tranquil and peaceful in my house. And people really, like, aren't finding peace in their house. What's going on? Letty, do you want to, like, butt in and say, not butt in by any means, but, like, join us in this conversation, Letty? Like, what do you do when all of a sudden life seems overwhelming?
I'm sorry, Max. I didn't hear you, hon.
Oh, I was saying, like, what do you do? Because we're talking about life being overwhelming and confusion. I've got, like, such a great panel tonight. I've got Cindy, Letty, Nikki, and myself. We're all different age groups. Letty's 82. She's the sage right now. So, Letty, what do you do when life becomes overwhelming?
Well, yoga has helped me a lot in my life for the past almost 50 years now. Mm-hmm. More than half teaching and learning calm and basically breathing. Most of us don't breathe properly. That's why there are heart conditions and there are lung conditions. And you notice We give a sigh of relief because we've been holding our breath the whole time, not realizing it, not having that oxygen go through our bloodstream.
So, Letty, let me interrupt you real quick. Everyone, we're going to take life to the max right now. All my guests tonight and all my listeners, let's take one moment to take a deep breath and breathe. All right, everyone, on the count of three.
The mouth is closed.
To the max.
The mouth is closed. Breathe in through the nose.
So, everyone, listen to our yoga teacher. Letty, tell us how to do this.
Mouth is closed. Just breathe in through the nostrils. And then release through your mouth, slowly. Yes, like through pursed lips. And again, in through the nose. Now see if you can visualize that breath coming into your lungs, into your diaphragm. Now push your abdominals all the way out like a balloon. Flatten the abdominals and then release through pursed lips. At your own pace. Don't rush. The longer you take, the better it is. The more toxins are released from your lymph system. And it's relaxing. It's calming. Your heartbeat slows up. Your pulse rate slows up with your breath. Yes?
Let's do it again because I'm feeling better. So let's do it. Rock and roll.
Deep breath through the nostrils only. Mouth is closed. Visualize the breath coming into your lungs, your diaphragm. Abdominals are out. Flatten your abdominals. Release through pursed lips. Nice, slow exhalation as long as possible. And with more practice, you're going to find you're going to have longer and longer breath. Your lungs are going to expand more, and you're going to release more and more toxins.
Now, Letty, also, people are going to be like, oh, my God, I'm getting dizzy. When I started I did yoga with Letty when I was, like, 13 for my first time, Cindy and Nikki, and it was so funny because I remember taking these deep breaths, sometimes even out, and I get, like, this dizzy spell, and Letty's like, that's all right, you're getting a total rush of oxygen into your system.
Your body's not used to the oxygen, exactly. And one thing you should do is just remember to do it anytime. If you're at a stop sign, you know, stop by any cue
Perfect. That
reminds you of it, just do it throughout the day because people really forget to breathe. You hold so much tension in your breath.
Good, Nikki. That is wonderful.
Cindy, don't you feel better, Cindy?
You know, I do, and it's funny because I'm a yogini as well, and I've been doing yoga for, well, longer than you've been on the planet, young Maxwell, Maximilian. But I do the Ujjayi breath, and sometimes I just, like, leave my body. I just get so into the breath.
Yes. I've had out of body experience.
Letty, how long have you been a yoga teacher for?
About 28 years, 27,
and
28.
How long have you been practicing yoga?
Almost 50.
Wow. Cindy, I think she got you beat there too.
She's got me beat, absolutely. But the breath thing is incredible. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is go to the chiropractor and they flip you on your stomach and they say, take a deep breath. I could feel them like getting pissed off because I'm taking too long to take my deep breath. But it's because most people don't know how to take a deep breath.
Yeah. What, Letty? Yeah. What did you say, Letty?
Yeah, I do the same thing in my chiropractor too. I take so long. Everywhere I go.
Yeah, well, listen.
As we're laying here with our feet up in the air above our head to let the blood rush down to circulate.
Yeah, to resist gravity, so you don't get any varicose veins. And,
it's very important. Arlene Dahl in her book suggested always put the feet above the head if you're reading a book.
Yes.
I say always put the feet above your head if you're having sex too. I mean, come on.
that works too. But
right now I'm lying on my back. Every time I get a phone call, I get on my back and I get my legs up in an L-shaped position. And this is great for if you have insomnia too. It's incredible.
Fantastic.
You practically fall asleep on the floor.
Well, I'm so glad that I have you all on my show. But you know what? I got to take another commercial break because you know why? I got to pay the bills. So on that note, everyone, let's talk about what happened in 1988. In 1988 was established the Melbourne Art Fair. It's the leading art fair and public exposition in the Asian Pacific region. The event is held biannually in Melbourne's Royal Exhibition Building. This year, fair runs from July 30th to August 3rd. It's the Royal Exhibition Building in Melbourne, Australia. So everyone, if you're in Melbourne, check out the Melbourne Art Fair. It is a fantastic place to do. And as always, the Melbourne Art Fair takes life to the max. Also, everyone, I got to tell you what's going on. A favorite quote of mine that I heard from Proverbs 16:9. So I'm doing a commercial break right now with the Bible because God pays me to do commercials. So in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. That's Proverbs 16:9. Out of the Bible. It's my quote of the week. I'm going to give it to you again before the show ends. And I got to tell you all again, another fantastic thing is have you ever been, I don't know, all like Cindy and Letty and Nikki, have you ever guys been in a situation where you don't want to call people? Like, you know, you might have a fight with someone, or like, you're like, you know what, shit, I just want to get to their voicemail. Like, I don't want them to pick up the phone. Have you guys ever been in that situation?
Oh, a couple times.
All right. Well, there's
wonderful. That's what text messaging is for.
There, no, forget text messaging, guys. There's a new thing called Slydial, SlyDial.com. And what Slydial does is you call this number, okay, 267-759-3425 from any landline from an unblocked number, okay? At the voice prompt, you enter the U.S. mobile phone number of the person you want to Slydial. Don't you love Slydial? And you will directly be connected to their voicemail. I'm like, oh, my God. The next time I get into a fight with someone, I can't wait to leave them a voicemail. It's like almost giving me a reason to get into an argument with someone because I just want to be like, I'm going to get your voicemail without you picking up the phone. Everyone, check out Slydial.com. Enjoy them. You don't have to use them for a fight. You can use them for anything you want. Great opportunity. If someone's in a meeting and you know they're going into a meeting, Slydial.com can help you. And another great thing, if someone's driving and because it's against the law to use your handphone, Slydial.com can help you because it's going to put you right into their voicemail. So there you go, everyone. Check out Slydial.com. And back to the max on LA Talk Radio. Feel free, everyone, to call in 818-602-4498. If you want to be informed and if you want to take life to the max, do call us in. I got to tell you real quick, another favorite thing of mine, Aceline Books. Check out Aceline.com. My favorite books in the whole wide world. My niece Lily just walked into the room. Our dog had 5 puppies. If anyone wants a Pomeranian mix with a Yorkshire Terrier, call me at 818-602-4498 because I got to get them out of the house. But listen, guys, Letty, you just inspired me majorly. I don't think you even know how much you inspired me, Letty, right now. And Cindy, I think your energy has a lot to do with it. And Nikki, all of you guys right now, being on the phone and being on To The Max has just inspired me, Letty, to like, why don't we do some chakra cleansing, Letty? If you wouldn't mind doing what you do in your yoga class. Cindy, are you up for – yeah, why not? Cindy, are you up for some chakra realignment?
Oh, honey, yeah, absolutely.
Nikki, are you up for some chakra realignment?
Always.
Letty, okay. Would you be so kind to take it away and let's do some – you know, we don't have like an hour, so we have like about – we have about 10 minutes to do some chakra realignment before I have to get back to the show. But Letty, take it away. Everyone, my name is Max. You're listening to The Max and LA Talk Radio. But right now, I'm your host. And I, because it's my show, have the power and the authority invested to me to turn it over to Letty so that we can all get realigned, balanced. And whatever you guys are going through out in life right now, if things seem hectic, confusing, challenging, or whatever, we're going to all take life to the max right now with the help of our yoga maestro, Letty. Letty, please take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Max. Of course, you recall now the breathing that we had. But now just focus on, we're going to focus on 7 of the most important colors, or 7 of the most important chakras. There are many.
Excuse me real quick, Letty. I have to break in because I forgot to make a disclaimer. If you're driving a car, flying a plane, or using any time of big machinery right now is the time to stop. We are not liable right now for anything that's going to happen with this next part of our show. So To The Max and LA Talk Radio is not liable for any circumstances that happened. They are out of our control. You're listening freely to do whatever you want, and it's your choice to do this right now. So, Letty, on that note, let's realign ourselves. And people, if you're driving, have the common sense to pull over right now.
Right on. Okay. 7 of the major chakras of the body with their corresponding colors. And the colors happen to be the same sequence of the rainbow. There are no coincidences in life, you know. It's just wonderful balance of the universe. So 7 of the major chakras and their corresponding colors, which you may or may not see at this time. And chakra is a Sanskrit Indian word. Chakras is the plural. And it means wheels or centers of energy. And actually, incidentally, those colors were determined by the frequency of the vibrations in those particular parts of the body. And if you just listen quietly without moving anything for the moment, just visually relaxing different parts of the body without moving anything for the moment. I repeat myself. Start with the wonderful soles of your feet. These feet are absolutely great. They take us around all the time without us giving them much thought. And one day we'll talk about taking care of our feet.
Anyway, start by relaxing the soles of the feet, your insteps, your arches, your toes, your heels, and your ankles. And remember to release your breath. Very often when we're concentrating, we're holding on to our breath. Relax your ankles, shins, bones, front and back of the calves, and the front and back of your knees, and the front and back of your thighs. And remember to release your breath. Relax your lower organs, your buttocks, hips, waist, upper organs, and back. And take a deep, complete breath through the nostrils only. Fill your lungs and diaphragm and abdominals. Flatten your abdominals and release through pursed lips. Empty completely. Now relax your shoulders, upper arms, elbows, forearms, and wrists. Relax the backs of your hands, your fingers, and your palms. Take a swallow to relax the neck and the throat area. Relax your chin and jaws, mouth, lips, and gums. Gently place the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth, on that ridge behind your upper teeth. Relax your nose, nostrils, cheeks, and ears. Your eyelids are closed. Bring those wonderful eye muscles, and we'll talk another time at length about protecting the eyes. Bring those eyes to look into the third eye, but keep the lids closed. The third eye, so-called third eye, it's called that, between the two brows. Very often in olden cultures, they found a lot of wisdom came from this third eye, the imaginary third eye between the brows. Relax your brows, your forehead, and your scalp, and take a deep breath in through the nostrils. Keep expanding lungs, diaphragm, and abdominals. Flatten and release your breath through pursed lips. Empty completely. Now, if we have a few minutes left, we can go. I can do this on an abbreviated level. The first chakra is red at the tip of the spine. And the affirmations to yourselves are, I am a source of all power, all love, and all intelligence. Breathe in through your nose and release with an om. Chakra number two is orange or salmon colored, like a Buddha's robes or a yogini's robe. And the affirmations to yourselves are, I am perfect, efficient, and effective. Deep breath in, abdominals out. Release with another om. Yes, all of you can do this loudly, please. The om, please do loudly. And chakra number three, bright colored, sunny colored, in the diaphragm, waist level. I am positive, constructive, and dynamic. Deep breath in, abdominals all the way out. Flatten and release with a loud om, please. We're abbreviating tonight. Okay, and emerald green, chakra number four in the chest, heart, and lung area. I am fearless, courageous, and indomitable. Deep breath in, abdominals out. Release with another om, please. Okay, now for the next three chakras, just release your breath without the om. Crystal clear, blue-white color, throat chakra number five. I am poised, calm, and collected. Deep breath in. Release your breath through pursed lips. Now, indigo or royal blue for chakra number six, head chakra number six between the brows. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. And remember, too, you have very powerful glands here. Pineal, pituitary, hippocampus, hypothalamus, they affect the immune system, they affect our hormones. consider sending lots of healing breaths to this area throughout the day, anytime you think about it, dozens, hundreds, thousands of times. The more the better. I can think clearly, rationally, and creatively. Deep breath in, abdominals out, and release through pursed lips. Now, crown chakra, number 7, above the head. Purple or lavender or violet in color. And remember to try to meditate. Think about this every day. Give yourself 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, I don't know, in the morning, at night, whenever you think about it. A quiet space. And you can regenerate unbelievably. I'm full of joy, compassion, and serenity. Deep breath in, abdominals out, and release through pursed lips. And remember, I believe it's in the Chinese language. The word for crisis is opportunity, interchangeable with opportunity. So we really don't have crisis in our life. It's an opportunity to do something about it.
Well, Letty, I've got to thank you so much. All my listeners out there, I'm so calm right now. You can all get this on my archives at latalkradio.com. So you're always more than welcome to have Letty's yoga class now, which is on to the max on my archives. And remember that it's in the July 27th archive. And Letty, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom in yoga with us. I'm sure that Cindy and Nikki and I have all benefited, as well as all of my listeners out there. So I want to thank you, Letty, for that. And Letty, what's great is that now you're like in my archive. So whenever I'm going to need you, I'm going to have you at the click of a button on latalkradio.com, and I'm going to get your yoga class in my ears. So thank you so much for that, everyone. And thank you, everyone, for being on my show tonight. Cindy, I mean, you know what? Who knew that this was going to go there? We just took this into a whole nother level, right?
Never know. And namaste. And all that is copyrighted. By the way, one of my students is a lawyer. She's copyrighted that for me. But usually it's just a little bit longer. And namaste, everybody. Namaste.
That's right, Letty. You tell them, Letty. You tell them your disclaimer. Namaste. Put your hands together in prayer position. Put them to your chest and bow.
Bow your head and you say, I bow to the divinity in you.
Well, Letty, I bow to the divinity in you. Nikki, I bow to the divinity in you. And Cindy, I bow to the divinity in you. And I bow to the divinity in all of my listeners out there. And thank you for listening to the max. Everyone, you know, I thank you all for being on my show tonight, by the way. And thank you all to Stacey Angela, who was on earlier. And everyone. Oh, and a big happy birthday to Chris, which is tomorrow. And to another friend of mine, Sadra, happy birthday to you. And everyone, summer's here. If you're going to drink and drive, stay over at your friend's house. You might become their next lover. Don't drink and drive. It's not the way to go. It's not the thing to do. Summer's here. We're all about taking life to the max. And the only way we can take life to the max is by living. So remember, everyone, the quote of the day, in his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps, everyone. I encourage you to have a fantastic week. Even though times and situations look like they're not going to be the best, there's no such thing as what, Letty? There's no such thing as crisis.
Only opportunities.
So everyone, if you have the opportunity and you're in the Maldives Islands, go check out Starwood Hotels, starwoodhotels.com. The W is amazing in the Maldives Islands. Check them out. Everyone, thank you so much for being on my show tonight. To all my listeners, always come back Sunday nights, 11 o'clock New York time, 8 o'clock LA time internationally. You can check me out whatever time you want. Check me out my archives, latalkradio.com. Everyone, it's been a pleasure to have you on To The Max. I always say it in every show, remember to take life to the max. Sam, if we're ready, I'm ready. I'm out of here. Let's do it. Are you done? I'm done. Rock and roll. Good night, everyone.
Ciao.
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 Bye, everyone.
Ciao.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.